If there is one thing South Africans can truly celebrate on Heritage Day, it's their sports people. From the day that sport was invented in 1652, South Africans have been very good at them, with many going onto the world stage and becoming world champions. But who is South Africa's greatest ever sports person? Many will feel this is an impossible question, but with the return of Dimitri Leontakinakis to studio, we are determined to give you the ultimate answer. My various servers, web references, and quotes from the man himself tell me it is Gary Player. But for the sake of filling an hour and being more democratic, we're going to run through all possible candidates right here in this very special Heritage Day edition of the On The Bounce Show. Let's get into it. Welcome to it, Boer Sukker Podcast. No, it's just the Heritage Day special right here on The Bounce Show. And to join us for this one, of course, Sandile on my left.
Yes, sir. We're here 3 points deep.
Unrelated. Dimitri.
Yeah, massively unrelated. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me, even in that vile shirt. I don't know who I'm talking to. I think both of you in your vile shirts.
Guys, it's a Heritage Day show, and I think Afrikaans people have given SA Sports huge amounts. Mm-hmm. So here I am, you know, honoring that.
Shout out to you. Yo, that drip is going in right now.
I know. Yeah,
I'm only mad because you're kind of pulling it off, dude.
Yeah. Feeling like you right out. That's your vibe right now.
All right. Well, much to the absolute sheer happiness of Leslie Kopinski and Rubik West, along with every other woman universally over the age of 60, Dimitri is alive and he's back on the show.
Hello.
Thanks. It is really great to have you. And I thought no one better to have on the Heritage Day special than a South African Greek.
Yeah, I brought my Ryder Cup cap with me for Heritage Day because I'm European. I've seen a lot of South African whites get Heritage Day really wrong at corporate events.
And how so?
Well, I blame Jerusalema, first of all, and Johnny Clegg.
Legend, though.
Yeah, I blame Johnny Clegg, though, because he thought he made a lot of guys think that... So does my Apple Watch, by the way.
Sorry. Just asking for Johnny Clegg song.
Yeah. Or Cieza. Anyways, guys, stay in your lane this Heritage Day.
Keep
wear things
tidy.
That are appropriate. If you're Greek, wear like a Greek football jersey or something. You can't just be showing up in regalia of other people's cultures.
Especially when we've got so much to celebrate. Yeah. You know, here I am. Obviously, I'm championing Afrikaans brothers here. But I mean, everyone's got amazing things to celebrate with Heritage. Obviously, with this being a sports show, we're going to narrow in just on the sports people. As the AI guy said,
yes, sir.
Who's now revealing his processes. Do you hear how he's talking about his servers now?
I see how he's going in with it now, right now. Shout out to my AI guy. He's getting it right again.
Building out loud.
Building out loud. Yeah, so it is one of my favorite holidays because we always get to know more about our fellow South Africans. And like I said, it's one of those really cool things we can all celebrate in our own way because as they say, no DNA, just RSA.
Shout out.
We could end the episode right there.
Pretty much.
That was hot.
I'm going hard with these Madibaisms all of a sudden here. Last episode too. All right, so we're going to find out who the greatest South African sports person ever is. And while you're watching this, I'm sure you're shouting various names at your phone/TV. And, I appreciate that. I would have appreciated it more if you were shouting at our social media posts, which didn't get a whole bunch of interactions. People are obviously very nervous about this, but we've got lots of input from a whole bunch of other people, which I stalked randomly, socially, over the last 7 years. Shaz, I think it'd be fair to say that I'm going to start off with a criteria.
Okay.
And then, Dimitri, between the two of you, you guys can knock it if it's right or wrong.
Just thrash it out.
And then we're going to go broad. So in my mind, if you look at statistically the greatest sports person, I think the criteria has to start off with being an individual sports person because when you're an individual sports person, you're into the headwind constantly, right? When you represent your country as an individual, a lot more pressure, a lot more can go wrong. Team sports guys obviously don't get a free ride, but I just think that if we were to really narrow home who is the greatest sports person of all time, I like us just initially looking at a criteria of individual sports. I also think they've got to be the absolute best in their primes. So there's no one else from this country in that sport that comes close to them. So that's another big criteria for me. They have to have global acclaim, as in if they go overseas, people know who they are and they have a lot of respect in that. And also I think that they've got to have unbeatable records. So, you know, like they're so far out, they've got a statistical record that no one can trump. And in that sense, I'm going to open up by saying the greatest South African sports person of all time is Mr. Gary Player.
Okay. There's one thing that I got to add on to that criteria.
Written and sponsored by Gary Player.
It's got to be, you've got to have one at your sport at a high level. You've got to have won a trophy or something to validate.
Well, yeah, I mean, that goes in with the stats, obviously. Yeah.
Not necessarily. And that's where I know how this conversation is going to run out.
Loopholes.
Because there are a lot of people who I believe have stat padded their way to the top, but have not won for their individual sports or have enough acclaim. But we'll get to that as we keep rolling.
I know what you're doing with this. You're trying to bring in cricketers. We'll
get
to that.
No, I never said that.
I think there's a different angle.
I never said that. I just wanted to put it down. You've right. got to have won at that sport.
Totally. And I'm glad you say that because it's reinforcing why Gary Player is the greatest. Nine major titles, right? Nine majors. How many does Rory have? Not that many. Nine senior majors. So even when you're an old bully, he's still clapping oaks around the world. He was the first international player to win the Grand Slam, as in all four majors. To use Rory as a reference again, he did it now. Everyone's big hoo-ha. Gary was the first international person outside of America to do it. Now, when you consider why that's so amazing, is that he both grew up poor and he had to travel 73 hours to get to America.
Is that a South African criteria as well, growing up poor
in those days?
Okay. That edge.
Because all the Americans, of course, didn't
the
have
only
to.
People he had on
and
his
all the Americans
himself.
Who played in those things, they just got into their car and drove the thing. Yeah. Gary took seven different flights, always uphill through the rain, and he got to these places and did that. His career spanned 5 decades of winning. Yeah. So, Jeez. I mean, if you want to work out the maths on that, for 50 years, he was winning as a professional, which is really something. Over 160 professional wins globally. I think 13 of those were the Aussie Open alone. Yeah. Just went to Australia and said, I'm taking your Open 13 times. He kind of put South Africa on the map in many ways for golf tourism as well. He was the first major superstar. And he, by the time of his career is going to come to an end, which will obviously be 2078, he will have raised R1 billion for charity. Yeah. So there's a guy using golf for good, sport for good. A lot of people think he's a really mouthy, arrogant individual, but those are the same people who have never met him. Yeah. I personally have had lots of time with Mr. Gary Player. He's a wonderful guy. But because I put those criteria right off the bat here, I wanted to kind of qualify why I think the criteria is great. So that's how I'm going to open the show with, guys. Opening comments.
So do we now start with who's the best South African sports person
do we start building
after
it?
Gary Player?
Well, I just want you to either echo
pretty,
or challenge
it's
me.
Pretty hard to, it's pretty hard to fight that. Like you can't fight based on your criteria. I mean, there's other criteria you could bring in, like must be able to bench 120 plus, needs to be over 5'4", which immediately kind of cancels him out. Unfortunately,
he can bench way more than that.
He probably can. He slaps his chest a lot.
He can bench you.
He's got. No, I doubt that, dog. nickname wise, the Black Knight. Obviously, if you're good enough at something, you get a really cool nickname. Kevin Durant, Easy Money Sniper, as an example. Gary, I'm a new golf fan. As in probably like 3 to 5 years since I started taking the sport kind of seriously. And there's not a single person that when you speak about South African golf, the first person's not.
Some
Gary.
Might say he's ubiquitous.
Correct. Is that a word that you were paid to? You had to use it.
Ubiquitous. Is that the
it's
word of
always,
the day?
Always in the background somewhere.
You lost a little bet somewhere. Someone said you have to say ubiquitous in your next episode. Yeah. It's hard to fight Gary. I do almost believe that the pivot should be like towards, in a way, like who's the best besides him? Who's the best active? I don't know. Yeah. But, you know, there's people in the mix that I like the individual thing as a criteria, but there's some people in team sports that have risen above so much that they are icons in their own right.
This is why we're doing this episode today.
And this is why this episode exists. I've got a sneaky suspicion you're going to bring somebody up later that I've been thinking about too. So we'll leave that. Gary's epic and it's hard to fight that.
Yeah. Shares, just thoughts on Gary?
I think Gary Player is all time. I think just in terms of South African cultural icon, he was probably is still only the one of the first, you know, golfers to build golf courses in Soweto and townships.
Yeah.
I know there's literally one, there used to be one by my grandmother's house. So I think for that to just stem into a very, you know, politically, you know, tense country and to stand up for golf and outside of sport, I think that's also another part of the criteria. If you're able to bridge outside of sport and outside of the, you know, the accolades and stuff like that, that stems you in such a great way. You know, that's where we hold a lot of our great athletes into high acclaim. If you beat all those, elements that can go against you, and you become this global sensation. For me, Gary Player is a perfect advocate for a sportsman in South Africa.
It's a good point as well. Like I think maybe not a criteria, but something worth mentioning, like a great revered by other greats is quite important.
Yeah.
Because you'll always get contentious. Like you made the personality jokes, and obviously there is jokes about him loving himself. And so who cares when you're as good as he was? But like you could bring in, and I'm sure we'll speak about him because he's my goat, Jacques Cullis, respected by other greats. Ricky Ponting says he's in my world 11. Wasim Akram says he's in my world 11. Like all the goats thinking you're a goat is a good sign. And when you see Gary sitting with the Jack Nicklauses, the Arnold Palmers, you know, the guys
big,
that are...
Yeah, I mean, he was the big three,
the
essentially.
The Tiger Woods, you know, like Tiger takes his hat off and shakes Gary's hand like he's an uncle.
Exactly. Right?
It's not like Tiger goes into the room and when they're all wearing their green jackets and having a delicious dinner that it's up for debate that Gary Player is a global great. It's kind of accepted.
Yeah.
So I think, like, to build on your criteria, what South African, the greatest South African sportsman, I think kind of has to be a global great to be in the conversation, not just a South African one.
Especially and with so many South Africans being so great on the global scale.
That's the thing, is that we, how good we really are. You saw our guys kind of stumble around in the 4x400 in the rain and come third in the and get a bronze medal. Like, even when we're not at our best, we're featuring this 100%. Guy. So, a kind of pivot, not just the South African great, who are the global greats that we can discuss that set, and I think the bar setter for us is probably Gaz.
Yeah.
Well, I think you make a really good point, and that's what we're going to go into our first insert with, is that Where we're going to go now is we're going to unpack a whole bunch of other South Africans that I think are on the lips and the minds of many, many people. And the whole thing is, you're right, the criteria here is that they've got to be global greats.
Got to be a world beater, man.
So we've got two answers for you on this week's episode of, obviously, like I said, me stalking people over the last 7 years because I wanted to make the show for so long. So let's play our first little insert here to get some more faces and more voices on who they think is South Africa's greatest ever sports person.
Okay.
Okay, so who's it going to be? Greatest sports person from South Africa of all time.
All right, so my greatest sports person from South Africa of all time, I would have to go with someone that everybody wants to be a part of, everybody wants to be around him, and everybody wants to have a piece of him, but he doesn't allow it, which is great. My greatest sports person from South Africa of all time would have to be Ernie Els, just because every single sports person I know would loves golf. I would love to play a round of golf with Ernie Els. And if you have spent time with Ernie Els, he's probably one of the funniest, greatest people on this planet. So, Ernie Els for me, 100%.
Greatest SA sportsman of all time, I'll definitely say Makhaya Ndini for me. Growing up, I think no one represented a young boy from Ekasi better than him. And yeah, certainly what he got to achieve as well in his career. And today I get to work with him as well, which is amazing. So, big ups to Tamek.
Why don't you say me?
Yeah?
Why don't you say me?
What position do you even play?
See, I was going to say you, but I take it back now. Greatest South African sportsman of all time. I think for me, it's Jacques Cullis. In terms of just pure ability, I think out of all the sportsmen we have, I'll probably say he's the only one in all the sports we play that he's the arguable greatest, and there's no argument. So I'll go for Jacques Cullis.
Cricketers.
The greatest South African sports star, I guess, is Frans Steyn from being one of the earliest Springboks ever to winning two World Cups non-consecutively. I mean, the duration and the constant effort he put in for this country are phenomenal.
I'm going to call my dad.
I think, okay, so the difference between South Africa's best sports person and my favorite South African sports person is a different thing. I think Makhaya Ntini. It's got to be, always for me, a legend to go from throwing stones at cows' asses in the Eastern Cape to, oh man, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about him taking 10 wickets at Lord's and kissing the wicket. That's just the best story, the best South African story that you can get. So it's got to be Makhaya Ntini for me. That's it.
Okay, so some of those voices there open up the criteria a little bit, which is kind of cool. Because again, it's such a personal thing who you think South Africa's greatest sports person is. I wanted to kick off with Gary because I think his resume is what it is, and it's hard to kind of beat with that. Again, because he's a golfer, he had the opportunity to play for 5 decades. We know in other sort of sports, you've got 4 or 5 years in your prime, whatever, maybe 10 if you're lucky. Yeah. So we have to start like that. But let's open the criteria a little bit more, okay? Another thing to consider when you're thinking about South Africa's most amazing, incredible sports person is how well-loved are they? Influence on future generations. We often hear how sports people inspire kids to get into the sport, get involved, want to replicate where they've been. Social impact has to be looked into it, especially seeing as we're always crowing about the fact that sport brings us all together, okay? So you've got to have aspects of that. Globally recognizable, we've touched on that. And then what about world record unmatched statistics? So let's go straight into Jacques Cullis, because we have to, and everyone's wanted to. Jacques Cullis, 10,289 test runs, 292 test wickets. Basically, in his career, he was Rahul Dravid and Zahir Khan combined. And in the one days, 11,579 ODI runs and 273 wickets, which I'll have you know, fun fact, is one more wicket than Alan Donald took in ODIs. So, like, just ridiculous. He was always two players in one. He was always in everyone's world 11. He is essentially the greatest all-rounder of all time.
Cricket is batting and bowling, and he tops both lists.
That good.
There's no real conversation to be had here, besides the one that Sandile brought up, unfortunately, which is a thorn in my side, is titles. So,
see, I knew he was going with
that. I know, and I can't.
Just one of the early triggers.
And I can't stand it. But you know, number one test side in the world 7 years in a row is probably close to, and that's during the Aussie golden era as well. The Indian side was unreal. The English, I think, it was probably a more competitive cricket landscape in terms of four titans versus maybe 2/3 at the moment.
True.
I will say, and this is somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but not really, to all my chubby kings out there, imagine being such a good sportsman and not being a great athlete. I think Jacques Cullis has proven to all of us that talent sometimes beats hard work. And he's probably one
of
the only...
Sorry, Shaz. He has always been in good shape. You watch your mouth.
Jacques now, like, we can't play. He's in good shape.
There are so many tubby cricketers, and you would have
pitted on him.
You want to adipose tissue shame.
I'm not saying he's
him.
The only one, bro. So Graham Smith and Jacques Cullis, okay, cool. So both can run around in a Speedo and make guys jealous. Shut up. It's not yeah, okay. So I think the heavy ball guys, I think Jacques Cullis gets extra points for not being Cristiano Ronaldo ripped.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
It's not really a sport where you have to be Cristiano Ronaldo ripped, but anyway. Look, guys, I'm not trying to be a player hater on Jacques Cullis. Unfortunately, and the reason I brought up about lifting titles, I would rank Jacques Cullis as the most talented cricket player of all time. I think is he all-time great? Unfortunately, when you look at those all-time greats, most of them have got world titles. Ricky Ponting, you know, all these guys that we've mentioned before. Even though he's got less stats, that's got to count. And,
yeah,
I think the cricketers, they did themselves no justice by, you know, never winning something at that high level.
Even though he'd be the best player. He'd be the best player in any of those other
teams. Yeah, 100%. So. But we can't also remove that one criteria.
By the way, Jacques, if you watch this, I don't think you're fat.
You are the most talented cricket player of all time. Everybody agrees on that. Are you an all-time great? Is where we struggle to pin that on. That's me.
Okay. Absolutely bogus. We'll talk about this offline. It might be okay. Maybe we can't give him number one because we built in the trophies thing. Yeah. But if we're saying that he's not an all time great, I'm gonna flip.
We're all saying he's all time great, but I mean, can you literally pin that ribbon on him as being the greatest?
The number one,
the greatest African.
Well, I mean, after Gary, it's gonna be hard to prove anybody. But yeah, sure.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're gonna put him there. I'm gonna put him on the side for now. Because they're people that I need to plug in who need some real strong honorable mentions.
I guess
mentions.
Something worth mentioning is that outside of India, cricket is like a major, like, still sort of a whatever-y kind of sport globally.
But
right?
He is
so maybe
recognized.
That works against him.
That's a bit.
But let's...
No, but I think he is, you know, he is one of the most recognizable cricket players of all time.
Yeah.
So that's something that, you know, he is a global sensation in the sport. So we can't take that away from him.
Cool.
Someone that I want to throw in the mix here, and for good reason too, because I think when it comes to being a great sports person, every sports team needs a captain. Everyone needs a leader. And you know what happened after Hansie, right? Everything in South African cricket went into disarray. Beth. Absolute chaos. And as a fresh-faced 22-year-old,
Biff.
Graham Smith basically came and steadied the ship. He was 22. What were we doing at 22?
Biff, dude, thank you for bringing that up, because I kind of brought it up in the heavy set cricketers debate.
So I just think every conversation around the greatest African sports star all time has to include Graham Smith. Not only did he date Minkie van der Westhuizen, but he scored 9,265 test runs, 117 tests as a captain. He had 53 wins within that. Those are back in the days when the pitches obviously weren't as amazing as now, and a lot of hard-fought draws. So to have 53 wins as a test captain,
and the most iconic loss, which is a tough thing
with
to
one
talk
broken
about.
Hand.
A broken hand at the SCG, a leader of men, someone that didn't like, he wasn't, people have criticized Themba Babuma for not being like great PR training, and Biff was the original kind of like, whatever, this is my vibe, I'm going to lead my team like this, I'm not going to be Mr. Charisma. 22 years of age coming into the fray and being the one stat that I think is left out of there, which is the most important to
there.
This day, the winningest test captain. I hate that word, but winningest test captain in the history of the game, if I'm not mistaken.
That's it, yeah, 53 wins, it's a record. But away wins for the first time for Protea, away wins in both Australia and England, back-to-back double centuries at Lord's and Edgbaston. Yeah, he's in the ICC Hall of Fame. He's got lots of runs. He's a big, handsome, strong man who
doesn't
now basically runs the SA20. There's so many different
released
things.
His own brand of charcoal.
Own brand of charcoal.
And, speaking of heritage, right? Like,
and guys, I mean, we can literally just have a cricket version of the show. But I also think so many greats in the era were able to be great because he was the oak who was fronting up and being the leader.
Hash
I think
AB.
If you don't have a leader that's going to like take the shine off all the shit in your life,
yeah,
it's difficult to be the real player you were. And
great
so many
insight.
Of his runs came in the second innings when it was that much difficult,
for
more
sure.
difficult.
Yeah,
I cannot wax more lyrically about his actual role as a great.
It's going to be hard for me.
Yeah, I was going to say. Can we just
take the winning away from this one?
Yeah.
Graham is all time, but I still have the same struggle with a lot of our cricketers.
Your cricket reservations on.
Yeah.
So can we paste that to all cricketers we talk about going
forward?
Yeah, true, guys. So look, we're going to. Honorable mentions within the cricketing realm, of course, okay?
Is he. I just want to ask with Gary, Graham Smith is.
Also into Kez, yes, just like Gary.
No, shout out to Kez. is he our greatest opener of all time? Or like captain?
Peter Kirsten.
Personally, I would have him opening the batting for my global test team, like he did in 2005 with the ICC World 11 team.
Yeah.
So let me ask, because when the Graham Smith conversation came up, does the captain winning the Test World Cup drop his greatness? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Because are you saying Aidan Markram versus Graham Smith?
Yeah, I'm just saying, does it diminish? Because you said leader of men, big words were used. Leader of men, all of these words were used.
Yeah.
Does it diminish that he couldn't get over the line? Something to think about. We don't have to have the answer now.
I guess they've created more competition since then.
Look, it is tough. I just think, you know, winning the test series where they used to do it, holding the mace for however long, that was Graham's World Cup in many ways.
Yeah.
It's not the same, I know.
Yeah.
But look, it's fair. So I just think, you know, within cricket as well, honourable mentions have to go to Mackay and Tini for obvious reasons.
100%.
The Oak was brilliant. He was an absolute icon and still is a global icon. And I think what he did as a cultural icon within South Africa has to put him up there with the absolute greats. Yeah. 390 test wickets. I mean, his whole thing was when he was growing up, he wanted to be better than Malcolm Marshall. And that was his goal, to get more test wickets. And there he did. He got it. Dale Steyn, of course, we all know him as being the most incredible bowler.
The Palabora Express.
Great guy. Oh. Just an absolute legend.
Also, what a human, dude.
What a wonderful human being. He was in the ICC Test Team of the Year from 2008 to 2014. Some reason they didn't pick him in 2015. They picked him again in 2016. Average of 23, best ever strike rate of 42. Every 42 balls he bowled in Test cricket, he had a wicket.
Shout out to him.
AB de Villiers is another one. Obviously, has to be put onto this list of other notable mentions. Most followers on Instagram, SA. Indian icon.
Look,
Singh.
Shout out to him, man.
Can Singh is friends with Virat Kohli. Would Virat Kohli be friends with like average Oaks?
He didn't win an IPL, eh?
No,
he didn't.
If he'd won an IPL,
I'll put him there. Words like leader of men.
Yeah.
We're about to get into leaders of men just now. So that's why I'm the cricket guys, unfortunately. And it's unfortunate we started with the cricket guys because I will always be very critical of that era of South African cricket.
Yeah.
Because Graham Smith was good enough at what he did to tell AB what to do. So leader of men stands.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
Jason Benke van der Vesthuizen, guys. I don't think we can mention
leader
that
of
as well.
Woman.
Leader of women as well. So Alan Donald obviously has to be put into the honorable mention again, because in the 90s and into early 2000s, like, that was him, man. He was the guy. He was just so iconic. It really was. And again, goes back to the whole thing of like him being internationally recognized as phenomenal. So I think we can cut it there with the cricketers. They can be applauded, but maybe perhaps not lauded.
Mm-hmm. Sad as a cricket nut. The not winning thing cancels you, and I think there's maybe one or two oaks in the mix currently who are champs that haven't got the full thing yet to
well,
be.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because obviously Kokiso Rabada, where he's going, I didn't include him in our provisional list here, but he's going to go down as one of the greatest of all
time.
Has to.
He's got the mace. Yeah. I think he'll get one or two other things, hopefully, and stats and icon factor and.
If he clips those stats, and he's probably on the way to, he's lifted. For me, he'll probably be above a lot of the bowlers.
Least amount of balls to reach 300 or 400.
He's going to be all-time. He'll be all-time great.
And also, honorable mention to Mark Boucher. I mean, going about stats, never going to be trumped.
Yeah.
No one's taking as many test dismissals as he has ever done.
No.
Like, it's done.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No one's ever going to eclipse his record.
Some of them with one eye.
Well, exactly. All right, so on to our next of a bit of a different sport here, Nathalie de Toy. Now, para swimmer, 13 Paralympic gold medals. Wonder, you got a picture there? There we go. So she's used to putting a gold medal next to her face, 13 of them. And then in 2008, participated as able-bodied people in the 2008 Olympics in China, in the open water swim. One leg, like, doing it.
That's GOAT. There's nothing we can talk about. It's Nathalie. I think for me, just in terms of global icon, change swimming, change a difficult situation she was initially in, and came and dominated.
Yeah,
and she changed the perception of a para athlete. I think for me is that social standpoint that we were talking about earlier. She's GOAT for me. There's no debating for me. She's
sure. I mean, change the perception of a para athlete while not murdering the partner as well.
I was gonna say
now that we're here,
because that's that divide. Because I was gonna say the divide being crossed of able bodied, like a para athlete competing in able body, there's other people who've done that, right? There's other people who've done that, as well as Olympic shooting. But I forgot about her. I really did. I grew up watching her. There was another guy at the time, Terrence Parker.
But he was deaf,
silver medal backstroke, I remember.
At the
13 gold medals.
Yeah, she's gone, bro. That one, she ticks everything.
It's pretty incredible, hey? Yeah. And the amount of work that she did, obviously, outside of the pool and the waters, exactly, and inspiring other people. So, obviously, she went to a great school, Weinberg Girls High School, just next to Weinberg Boys High School, obviously.
Shout out,
involved in a motorbike accident where she lost her leg.
Unreal.
That's how the story starts. That's how it goes. But you are a major influence, major social icon. And again,
and
13.
Not just because of para. Like, I think that needs to be built in, because
she was just dominant.
I feel like that unfortunately does place a different skin on the conversation, because it's like a sympathy thing or an empathy thing, or it's not. It's even if we were just stat padders, 13 gold medals in anything is
unreal.
Well, I mean, this is what Shaz and I alluded to last year when we spoke about the Paralympics. Like, we're excited about it because of what it actually represents. Yeah. It's like everyone loves a Cinderella story, underdog story. Every single person gets the Paralympics with the most incredible underdog story you can ever think of.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, things
the
haven't
context
gone.
Is sorted. Yeah.
Like, plan A hasn't really worked for a lot of these people.
Yeah.
Horrific accidents, some sort of hardship. And they're like, bring it, I'm
also
doing this now.
The Paralympics Instagram admin is the funniest person on earth.
There's also that. That's a whole different show.
I've got a question, and obviously it's hectic, but Oscar?
I was going to say we're alluding to it.
Right, but like, had that not happened, because like OJ was an amazing footballer, and like there are sportsmen who are criminals, and Oscar without that,
he remember he was one of the most recognizable South Africans in the world.
You guys are making good points. I have nothing to complain.
I'm not advocating.
No,
for
we're
Oscar
not advocating
Pistorius.
For what he has done.
If that didn't happen, he's in the conversation.
He's definitely.
Yeah. one of the most famous athletes of all time.
Globally recognizable.
Blade Runner. Yeah. Like, I, you know.
I won't shy away from it. Tragic. Oscar was that guy.
Yeah. So to keep it within.
Never got 13, though.
To keep it in the realm of superstar women South African athletes who are very much on this list and vying for top spot. Tatiana Smith, Tatiana Schumacher, you would know her as. So she won the 200 meter breaststroke, the 100 meter breaststroke. She won gold in both of those events, which is pretty crazy. It's an amazing achievement. She also won silver in both of those events over two Olympic Games, the Tokyo and the Paris. And while doing so, she set a world record in the 200 women's breaststroke. Essentially, South Africa's most decorated swimmer. Mm. We have many good swimmers.
Yeah.
To say that you're the most decorated swimmer,
I got to ask the question. Does she eclipse Penny Hayes then?
I'm glad you say that because Penny's actually next on our list here. So the similarities are all there, right? Now, Penny was basically the sort of front runner to Tatiana's major success. Penny also had two Olympic golds. And Penny was the first woman to actually hold concurrently in the Olympics the 100 and 200 meter breaststroke title.
She also won full-time, though.
14 world records in breaststroke alone. So it's
14 world records.
It's tough to go between the two of them, really, when you think about it. They're both absolute superstars, and they're both right toward the top of this list as greatest South Africans ever.
Not murderers as well. I think
Not murderers. Yeah, thank you for bringing that back up.
Thank you for just keeping us on the theme. You know what? I'm willing to be okay with both of them being there. I don't have to take one out.
Neither of them are the greatest of all time. That's what we're here to discuss.
No,
they're both fantastic.
No, they go to.
Penny's got 14 golds. Not Penny. Natalie's got 14
goals.
Even in the aquatic conversation, they're not the best in my opinion.
So she's there with those two. Are there with the cricketers?
Yeah.
I mean, how hard is this conversation?
No, they're above the cricketers in the sense that they've got got gold and world records, etc.
See, the thing is, like, cricketers could argue, but we don't play events all the time. We have a World Cup every 4 years, but then Olympics is every 4 years, so it's just as hard for them to lift.
And it's best one
on the day.
Best one, bro. And Nat, one-legged, said 14.
Yeah, and we said individual sports. Sometimes you'll get more of a kick.
And if we're looking at Gaz as the benchmark, Gary player rather as the we're not on nickname terms. What am I thinking? Black Knight player.
Check your privilege.
Yeah, absolutely. Grand Slam winner, 161 tour wins. Like pound for pound, Natalie right now is the only one that can go kind of bob and weave a couple of those punches on a global scale. And that's
I'm glad you're putting out some perspective there. Look, another thing is, and we saw it with Usain Bolt as well, probably the greatest physical specimen as a human. Yeah. If we were to go to Mars or some other intergalactic place and they'll say, who's your best human? We'll go, let's throw that Bolt oak. He's 6'5". He looks like that.
Yeah.
And he's the fastest runner.
Yeah.
But his achievements are only in two events over a small finite period because that's all he could do for that event. So it's another thing, like, that's what makes this whole thing...
Versatility,
it's just what makes it so difficult to look at. Like, for example, our next person, Wade van Niekerk. So he's on this list as one of the all-time South African greatest of all time. 400-meter world record holder, and that world record still stands, right? 43.03. We all know the race. He ran it in lane 8 in Rio. And basically in doing that, he eclipsed Michael Johnson. Michael Johnson, one of the greatest athletes.
This is the first athlete I knew... Like from their name.
Yes, like an absolute superstar. And Wade's better than him. Will go down as better than him. Jeez. So Olympic gold medalist, two-time world champion. And in many ways, he was like the forerunner to this golden era that we're getting to now with athletics.
I've got to cancel Wade, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's tough for me because for sure. Stats, incredible runner. If you are not focused enough, and you come out of a sport at your peak because you're playing charity touch rugby, you can't be a GOAT.
Yeah, for me, Wade, I can't give it to him to not have enough of a run, to not have enough of a peak.
Self-inflicted.
Yeah. Self-inflicted.
For vibes, dude.
It's all of those moments where you're like, oh, could have been.
This is so tough for me because I'm a dude on a couch.
Shout out to Wade and for what he did. You know when you said he's better than Michael Johnson, I'm like, no.
Well, he's got the world record. So
yeah, Michael built the career. Yeah. He is that guy.
One more races.
Look, I just think that if you're Wade van Niekerk's agent, you should have just quit
not
after
done
that.
Not
because it was his idea, apparently.
Look, he was cooking. No, a couple of days ago.
Like, sure, I mean, like longevity, he's back, right?
Still in the mix, but
he was part of the relay.
He robbed
team that
us
won
of more medals.
Yeah, he robbed us of this competition.
I'm annoyed because I always get mad at people, especially in the football world, saying, "I can't believe how slow that player is." I'm like, mate, you're a fat oak on a cart somewhere. I'm a fat oak on a cart right now, saying Wade van Niekerk wasn't focused enough on his sports, but he wasn't.
But guys, I think I can speak on behalf of all of us, is that our frustration and being upset is that I think this guy could have been the absolute great.
He could have been the guy.
He could have basically been in the same breath as Usain Bolt for what he could have done.
Yeah.
And that hurts me.
Yeah.
I'm sure it hurts him
also,
a lot more.
You can see he's a good oak. Right? Yeah. You can see that guy is just wholesome, dedicated. Context is all there. The story is all there. And then in your off season, you do those cheeks. No.
Yeah. Okay. Out. Well, look, guys. Speaking of rugby, let's bring an oak in. Let's bring in BH, Brian Abana.
This one easy.
I think it's worth having Brian Abana in this list because, fun fact, there's so many around Brian, and it's difficult because obviously the Oaks and the Tight Five actually win rugby games. The guys on the wing get the whatever. Brian scored 67 Test tries in his time. That is the second all time in the world. Yeah, Do you know who scored the most Test tries ever?
It's a lady.
I don't know.
It was a Japanese oak, Daisuke Ohata. So now the question is, okay,
where was he jabbing?
You know what, Japan, come at me here. But Daisuke Ohata,
never say that, dude. Japan, have you watched The Last Samurai?
Sorry, yeah. But at the same time, Daisuke Ohata, how many games did you play against the All Blacks? How many games did you play against the Wallabies at their prime? How many games are you playing against England at Twickenham and those kind of things? So love your record. You're the best Japan ever had. But BH, for me, is the greatest try-scoring rugby player of all time.
I think that there's a South African who's a greater sports person in the sport than Brian Abana. No disrespect.
I think, look.
2007 RB Player of the Year.
Two things can be right at the same time. But if we're having a conversation of Brian Abana is the greatest winger of all time in the sport, he is definitely one of South Africa's greatest athletes. I think that there we can put him in that conversation.
Absolutely.
There we can't even push the needle on it. I have a feeling where you're going with that, but
I don't know.
For me, Brian is, it's not even a competition.
No, for sure.
He is that other Japanese guy, not trying to hate him, but he is the try-scoring.
We don't know his name, dude.
He's the try-scoring.
And again, come at me, woman, but you can't say to me, oh, the most prolific try-scorer of all time is this chick who plays for the All Blacks. And I know it's going to sound disparaging coming from me, but again, guys, we need to be honest about Brian Abana played against the greatest and the most competitive platform. Sure, you go to the World Cup and you might play Namibia or here and there, but that is an absolute anomaly every single 4 years. The Soak was going against the greatest of greats every time he put on the green and gold. And I think, if nothing else, Brian's not the greatest South African sports star of all time, but he is the most successful wing of all time, try score of all time.
If
I can take anything out of this episode, I want that to be the bottom line.
I think we got to put him there in that goat pool. Absolutely. Doesn't have to be the greatest. He's going there with, if Gary and them are having dinner, he's there at the table.
Well, so is Rassie Erasmus.
Yeah. All right, so keeping with golf, Chris Morris, obviously prolific cricketer, Chris Morris mentioned earlier in the episode that Ernie Els is the greatest because game recognizes game, and every South African sports star out there looks at Ernie as an absolute icon and a hero. And, you know, four majors, again, put it in perspective, Gary won 9. Ernie's four majors are incredible, but Gary more than doubled him. Ernie, over 70 professional wins worldwide. Gary had over 160.
It's over before it starts here. Ernie's amazing with the work that he does in autism and raising funds and bringing
recognizable
awareness.
Icon.
But it's over, mate. Sorry. His wine's delicious. His records are incredible. And
cool.
Look,
I just think throw him in the mix there.
So here's my deal with Ernie. Does he go to that table with Gary and them, or is he at table 2?
He's in the casino with Miguel Jimenez.
You're right.
Because for me, it's the depreciation of Ernie Els over time. You know, that's for me also has to be
Gary, in the five decades.
Gary was cooking. For me, Ernie Els's fall off is quite. It was actually kind of sad to watch. So that's where I'm like, the goatee thing kind of falls away.
Well, it wasn't so much a fall off. It was Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Gary, Ernie probably could have actually eclipsed Gary's records, and there's no disrespect to Gary.
Yeah.
Ernie Els was so unlucky that a guy called Tiger Woods rocked up and basically took all the jam out of his donut.
Right.
Because Ernie was monumentally fantastic.
Save this idea for another podcast, though. Guys who would have been the goats if it wasn't for...
Love it. All right, guys. So look, one of the big criteria, I think, with all sports fans is like, what's the influence somebody has had on a career? You started watching sport because of a person. You cared about a sport because of a person. And for me, Lucas Radebe... Dr. Kamala, we have to honor and appreciate these two guys. I mean, again, on a global context, not the greatest stats. They wouldn't get being picked up by Real Madrid in their day. They didn't win a Ballon d'Or. But these oaks are absolute legends. You see them anywhere in the streets of SA. They'll bring it to a standstill. Huge honorable mentions for these two in particular.
Benny McCarthy.
I was going to say we left Benny out. But here's the thing that Lucas and Doctor did. For club and country, they won. They won a lot of trophies for clubs, locally. And then Lucas got to the semifinals of Champions League. Yeah, we understand what he did with leagues. But Doc has got to be all-time for what he did locally and for lifting in 96.
397 caps for Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah. And all those trophies, he was there for it. So Doc is Doc sitting at that table.
Benny, UCL with Porto.
Yeah, and Benny, look.
2002 cover of Time magazine.
Benny is all-time African
Manchester United
football player.
Coaching staff. Yeah. The first footballer to be on the cover of Time magazine. Coach not South
of,
African.
Coach
not,
of no, Kenya. No,
not Lionel. Not Cristiano. Debut not Pele. Not goals. Maradona. Sir Benny McCarthy. Yeah. UEFA Champions League. The biggest publication probably of all time has his face on it. Yeah. I mean,
and he also in that run, that's why I was with you when we were talking about footballers. Benny should be there because when he was with Blackburn, he almost won the Golden Boot against Drogba.
Towering,
man. Yeah, so like he is
with
all-time.
Discipline issues, and like fitness issues,
overweight,
like touched by an angel, bro.
Then he overweight came back to Pirates and lifted like
and
a treble.
Chowed.
So
Benny's not like he is not just in the football thing for me.
All-time.
Greatest South African sport. If Benny McCarthy's not in the top 10, I'm not coming back yet.
Yeah, Benny, wow. Yeah, Benny there at that table.
It's got to be because also he's a serious enough baller, even at a, and I mean this literally not in no disrespect, even at a declining Man United, it's still Man United, and he's good enough to be on the coaching staff. Yeah. Like, real, recognize real, and I think any footballers watching at home would be like, why are we not...
Well, again, it goes back to what I was saying about being competitive and giving BH all the flowers. That it's cheaper. Is there a more competitive sport than elite football?
Yeah.
If you can make a name for yourself globally in elite football, talk about global icons.
He's in the mix for me, really.
Thanks, guys. I mean, I wasn't going to go hard on Benny.
Oof.
But it's the little undercover things about Benny. The Porto UCL, the Time magazine thing. It's like...
Jose fetched him. Jose went to go fetch him. He said, yo, I need that striker from Celta Vigo to come play
Porto. And it's because it's low-key. It's because he wasn't maybe the talisman in all of those things. Mm. But he's a talisman of South African kids watching. And that's a big part of...
Massive. Yeah. Well, Benny McCarthy's right up there in our top three.
Yeah.
Next up, Bruce Fordyce has to be seen as, again, horses for courses. We speak about what more could this guy have done. He won the Comrades 9 times.
Yeah,
nine times. He was a former world record holder in the 50-mile and 100-kilometer race, but basically boosted the profile of ultra-marathon running as well.
Which I think is a terrifying thing. So I'm going to stay out of the Bruce Fordyce thing. Running is terrible. I only do it when I'm in danger.
Yes, I agree. And that's what you should do because running ages you. The last picture we pulled up, that was Bruce Fordyce, age 25.
9 times. Where's Zola Butt in this conversation? That's
not
what
there. Not there. Zolabad
is it a cult hero vibes?
In a comparative context, Zolabad did all right in a couple of races. Bruce Fordyce won them. Like to run the Comrades
the
is
ultimate
something.
Human test.
It's the ultimate human test. And he basically Gary Played it.
Can we go back to that photo of him in grade 9, please? You see, that's how difficult it was.
That's how difficult marathon running is.
Framesby High School. I don't know where he went to school. But this is 15-year-old Bruce Fordyce.
I hope he's not. And you know, it looks like he says, I got one more in me. So I hope Bruce
Fordyce. He does, but I think
it looks a bit menacing.
At that stage, he's got one more parkrun in him.
Please take it down. Sorry, please take it down. Okay, thank you.
So, you know, we speak about the majors to use Gary as our benchmark. Gary won 9 majors. This guy's won 9 Comrades. Yeah, a Comrades is a major.
No, he's there.
Yeah.
He's there.
All right, so sticking with athletics, Caster Semenya has to be in the mix for greatest South African sports person of all time.
Can't fight it.
Two Olympic golds in the 800 meters, three times world champion, and in the global context, probably one of the most discussed athletes of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there wasn't always just around Caster's ability to run really fast and be an incredible athlete. A lot of drama in her career, a lot of trouble, a lot of off-track things she had to deal with the whole way through. But has to go as one of the most iconic people. I mean, Nike International got behind her. I know Nike a lot of the time are PR whores, but this is an athlete that has to be in the conversation.
And an athlete that a lot of people, and this is true of a lot of South African athletes, a lot of people didn't want her to win.
Yep.
And she did it anyway.
She said, I'm going to show you.
Which I think is probably one of the most important South African characteristics as a sports person or a person alike, is that people don't want us winning. And a lot of people on this list were winning in spite of that. So Costa's in the mix for me, for
sure. Talk about every single day being uphill.
Yeah.
Okay, so the final name I want to throw into the general mix here is Jordy Smith. Jordy Smith in 2025, world number one surfer. Top 10 in the world surfing for most of his career. It's a career that started in 2008 and he's still going strong. Eight-time World Surf League event winner. Again, if you look at the guy, this is his sport. What else can he do other than be world number one?
I'm not laughing. I'm just laughing at Sandile's reaction because for him, surfing is that's too recreational.
Still, this is what people be doing in like Margate and stuff every weekend.
World champion in skydiving. You're allowed to say it.
I'm like, what? Look, okay, shout out, bro. But you all get it from me. You all get my vote. Swear to God.
I've tried surfing. It's terribly difficult. So, well done for what you have done.
All right. Well, look, a little bit more.
If you show that picture to, 5,000 South Africans, how many of them are telling you?
They don't know. I got one more before we switch on the topic, because I wanted to see who we were going to mention, who weren't. Guys, we got to put Dingaan Thobela in the mix of this, because only him and Terence Crawford have ever won lightweight and super middleweight world titles. It's actually, I'd never knew that.
Cross code.
Only two boxes. And if we talk about individual, and it's world titles. If we talk about individual sports and, you know, goats.
What did Baby Jake win?
Baby Jake, I got to go back. But the Terence Crawford one, because it's so recent for me with the Terence Crawford stuff. I said, damn, Dingaan, you out there on the boxing tip. So, Dingaan, you know, Rose of Soweto, I got you. I won. R.I.P. Ezra.
Yeah, look, absolute. Again, so global icon. I think we'll get to some more honorable mentions towards the end here, but I've got to show you one more insert of other people's views on who they believe are SA's best sports person of all time.
Well, thank you for putting me on the spot short space of time. Just off the top of my head, I think we have to go Gary. I think he's a guy that put South Africa on the map, not only South African sport, but put our country on the map, and has been a wonderful ambassador for South Africa and obviously the game of golf. I think he leads the way. I think I always need a cricket flavour, so I'm going to go with Jacques Kallis. Played with him an immense amount of time, and just seeing the respect that he had around the world, the performances he put in all around the world against the best. I think his record is incredible as an all-rounder. And then I'm going to go in third place for another popular sport. It's got Brian Abana, fellow Cares boy. So we need to be represented somewhere. So number three goes to Brian. Again, a guy who's won World Cups, won all the big tournaments, and done it on the big stage. So, yeah, that's my top three.
One of my favorite sports people of all time, always, Joost van der Best, is a very dear friend of mine. I love him. He was a legend. Someone I think is just incredible. But I think his fights and his struggles showed that it was always in his spirit. And that was and then finally, I'm a huge rugby fan, but I love Jonty Rhodes. And I think Jonty's fun. And because I've interviewed so many sports people over the years, I think it's also nice to meet some nice lekker guys. But most of our sports people are just great. Great people.
Gary Player. For me, that's an obvious one. You know, Lucas Radebe. Penny Haynes.
I'm going to go with Penny Haynes. because she went against all odds and she became an amazing athlete. I'm going to go with Jody Scheckter because I am a Formula One fan. And of course, Mr. Gary Player. I think he's really put golf on the map. And for a sport in South Africa that may not have that many followers, may not have a lot of access to golf, he's really made it a South African sport.
My ultimate number one favorite South African sportsman of all time is Dr. Khumalo. I grew up watching this guy. I like idolized this guy. I thought I was going to be a pro footballer because I like loved this guy so much. I think he's just blessed with exceptional talent. So he'd be my number one. My second pick would be Jonty Rhodes. Jonty, same way. Like, I think when I started like watching and enjoying cricket, like he was just phenomenal, like an absolute athlete. A wonderful cricketer, blessed, as I said, with Doctor as well, with so much talent and make the game look so easy. So Jonty would be my second pick. And a third one is really tough, eh? Yes. But I'm gonna go with Ernie for the third spot. Ernie, I started playing golf at a young age as well, and I think right about then he was obviously like the face of South African golf. I mean, same with football. I wasn't around to watch Jomo Sono play. My dad says he was the greatest player ever. I wasn't really around to watch Gary Player play. So for me, Ernie would get that third spot as the third greatest South African sportsman.
All right, South Africa's greatest sports person of all time.
There's only one right answer. If you say anything else, you are very wrong. Let me tell you why. It's Siya Kolisi. The fact that Siya Kolisi picked up a rugby ball to begin with makes him the greatest South African of all time. Everything else that is achieved after that is just a bonus, because when you think about his upbringing, the odds he had to defy, becoming the symbol of transformation in this country with our context, and the bonus, the fact that he was born in the last day of apartheid, the scene was already set for him. But the fact that he went on to win two World Cups, for South Africa, the only captain to win back-to-back, that's just a bonus for all of everything else here to defy, the odds here to defy, to even get to a point where he becomes South Africa's captain, first black captain to lead the Springboks. There's no one else.
So I kind of want to play that second insert to lead into the end of the story here, because we've gone through in the last hour a whole bunch of people we can really be proud of as South African sports people. And in and amongst that, from Gary onwards, there's honorable, notable mentions and justifications for this amazing title. But then to Kate's point, which kind of made me realize something, is that in my mind, the Springboks bring South Africa together the most, right? Yeah. In many ways, we actually, the most famous thing in sport for South Africa is the Springbok rugby team. So you look at the big role players there. We've touched on BH already. Rusty Erasmus was a player turned coach. He's behind it. But the other guy who's really behind this prior to this was Francois Pienaar and John Smith. World Cup winners. Amazing, yeah. Right? Yeah. Siya Kolisi won two World Cups in a row as captain.
Yeah.
So you can put all kinds of different historical significance into his life as a player, where he came from, all these different things that Kate alluded to there. But just on the back of rugby is a hard sport, right? And we have many amazing rugby players and have done since rugby was invented. We have a guy who took us to the World Cup and won back-to-back World Cups.
Guys,
and he's still playing. He is still the captain, the inspirational leader. He's
probably going to be there in 2027.
Yeah,
and he's probably going to be there in 2027. So to really turn everything around on its head towards the end here, I mean, this is why we started with Gary, because he was a statistical benchmark. But to say the greatest African sports person of all time, who gets the most hiss, who corrals the people the most, who's the leader of men, creates instant pride within us. How can we beat Siya Kolisi?
The argument is tough, because I think he brings a different, he brings the unanimous factor in. You've got people who literally, and I mean this with all the respect in the world, could care less about golf and Gary Player.
Yeah.
And the same applies to swimming and aquatics.
Well, you made the point now. If you show up a picture of 5,000 people, the picture of Jordy Smith, how many of those people are telling me who that is?
From an icon who can back it up with the trophy cabinet. And again, the unanimous factor of South Africans of all creeds, colors, codes, respecting this, and the conversation of him not being the best six now or whatever. Fuck that conversation.
Which I'll always call bullshit on.
Yeah,
if you
me
just
too.
Watch
me too. That's what I said.
Games.
Fuck that conversation. Yeah. The most iconic sports person with the trophy cabinet and the national acclaim to back it up without any shadow of a doubt is Siya Kolisi.
Yeah. Look, it's unanimous. I think in the modern era, that's the only reason that him and Gary probably sit at the head of the table together.
Yeah,
the,
they can the, share that.
Yeah, they can share that. In the modern era, there's nobody who eclipses Siya Kolisi. And the crazy part is that he might three-peat. And if it's three-peat, we no longer have these conversations.
We take it outside of South Africa then.
Yeah, guys, even the fact that we're talking about the fact that it's possible for him to be the first.
Three-peat.
I know the All Blacks as a team have done amazing things, but no team has won it three times in a row. And if Siya Kolisi is
the same leader as well, don't forget that. Like the Kieran Reeds and the Dan Carters and the Richie McCaws, obviously, of the world, they've taken. There's been batons passed over, and Siya's the fucking guy. I'm almost emotional at this point in time about all of our South African sports people.
But this is it, right? Like I love putting the show together with you guys today. Yeah. I love actually just going through these names, getting your thoughts and stuff. The most fired up that I felt through this whole show was just talking about Siya Kolisi off the
right
cuff.
Now. Yeah,
right now.
Genuine feels, and not for the cameras, nothing. Like a genuine need for me. They can share it at the top. In terms of like how the criteria needs to be a little bit flexible. Like, I think Natalie, Gary, and Siya as the, if we had to go with the Mount Rushmore, if Mount Rushmore was three, Gary, Siya, and Natalie, with Siya probably being the number one.
You know, that's how we finish the show today. If we had to have a Mount Rushmore.
Thank you.
Of South Africa. Well done, Dimitri. If we had to have a Mount Rushmore of South Africa's greatest sports stars, we would have Gary up there, we'd have Siya up there.
Natalie.
You guys happy with Natalie Dettori?
Then we need a fourth.
The fourth to me would be Tatiana Smith, Tatiana Schumacher.
I think the fourth can be a personal.
Those last two, we can.
Mine's Jacques Callis.
I was gonna say, guys, I'm willing to on that. Mount
give
Rushmore,
us a cricketer.
I'm willing to give you Jacques Callis.
Give us a
but
cricketer.
But let me tell you something. He might fall off of KG when KG finishes off his career.
And they both might have to sit down for...
See, but now this is another thing. Who the top four? Like, is this the hardest topic?
My number five will always be Doc, because
I think you guys are forgetting about Zane Kirshner. Sorry.
All right, guys. Well, look, we can have this debate forever and ever, and I hope that you get to enjoy this through Heritage Day, because as a South African sports fan, we are so incredibly blessed. We're so incredibly spoiled. And most of the names and people we speak about right now, we can still watch them. They're still in our lifespan.
Yeah. Abundance.
It isn't just about, like, again, referencing Gary. He stopped playing when we were, like, born, basically. Mm. We'd never got to see this guy playing in the majors against the big players. So it's great that he's got that record. But the living legends of our sport right now can still be enjoyed.
Yeah.
And that's what just gives me so much like joy and love for sport. Mm. Is that as a country, we're so lucky. Imagine you grew up Romanian. You cheer on a couple of gymnasts, maybe a weightlifter here.
Nadia
and there.
Comaneci.
I mean, like, we as South Africans have so much to be grateful for. And maybe that's just the way we close out without me going into my Madiba-isms, which is becoming a recent trait. But
shout out to you, bro.
Heritage Day this year, have a brandy, have a beer over the braai, talk about this topic. Who's your Mount Rushmore of South African sports fans or sports stars?
Yes,
guys, sir. I'm like bleeding green and gold here. I'm
also pretty fired up.
I'm just loving the fact we got at this. The end. I like that. That was good.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like you plan these things, Ben. Guys, thanks for having me. This is a cool one. I thought we were just going to have a bit of bants, but my love for the topic and my appreciation for where I come from and where you guys come from too grew throughout the episode. And being a South African as a sports fan
is top one.
Two of the best fucking things that you can be. And I'm glad that I'm both of them.
Yes, sir.
On that note,
we can't say anything else.
Guys, have a wonderful, happy Heritage Day as a South African. And of course, the Bokke are back in action this weekend. The greatest rugby championship of all time.
Hey, so,
go, boys. Catch you next week.